listening to Real World News.
The struggles of women against a dominant economic political model. On the second day of activities of the Summit of the Peoples that took place in Santiago de Chile, in parallel to the European Union's CELAC Summit, several social movements and organizations met in the morning to discuss two main issues: the women's movement in charge of economic integration processes and feminism building processes. The speakers' table was made up by representatives of feminist movements, environmentalist organizations, peasants, and indigenous movements. At the beginning, the problem of the current development model in Latin America, and especially in terms of women, was addressed by Nalu Farias, activist of the World March of Women, who said that the continent is in a situation marked by the defeat of the FCAA, in which the arrival of progressive governments allowed to reduce poverty and strengthen the state as promoter of public policies. According to her, during the most neoliberal years, gender inequalities were recognized, but this recognition was not met with redistribution policies. While the activist understands that the situation has changed and there are no isolated measures to address gender inequalities, but policies framed in the context of more general policies, on health and education for instance, also considers that public policies towards women continue to conceive them as mothers and not as autonomous political subjects. This can be seen through income transference policies that include conditions related to the exercise of motherhood. She also stated that there are issues that need to be developed, such as the non-recognition of the work overload on women, issues related to violence, which is treated on a case-by-case basis without questioning the model that promotes it, and the issue of gender equality. According to Farias, these issues should be focused on the dominant model.
You are listening to Real World News.